You are listening to Journeys with Rebecca Radio with your host, Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries. Coming to you live simulcast from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Hello there, this is JP, broadcasting from the north of Scotland, the crown chakra of Britain, and I'm very proud to have as my guest tonight Mr. Mark Kimmel from the Cosmic Paradigm, and Mark was introduced to me by a certain Mr. Tolek, who many of you have heard of. So, without too much further ado, Mark probably has quite a lot of information to put across, so let's get going. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you, JP. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. So now we haven't really had much time, or rather, I haven't had very much time to familiarize myself with your situation. So basically, if you want to lay out from where it started, you know, how you fell into it, and because you probably didn't intend to go into it, you know, as we all fall into these things. How this started happening for you?
Sure, let's go back a few years. I had been in the depths of the business world. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was what is called now a venture capitalist, or maybe a vulture capitalist, if you are looking at the likes of our presidential candidate, Mitt Romney.
Mr. Romney, yes, that's what he does. So it wasn't probably a popular job at the time.
Actually, it was quite popular, because what I did is I started small companies, found financing for them. I managed a pool of capital. We invested in small companies. Over a period of about 15 years, I invested and helped start up 50 small companies. And some of them were successful, some were not. But it was quite an interesting track record. I got to work with a number of marvelous entrepreneurs. And then that all came to a halt in 1996, when I decided, you know, this isn't fun anymore. Previously it was fun. It was a game amongst gentlemen, and a handshake meant something. But by 96, it had been taken over by the accountants and the attorneys, and the game was no longer any fun. So I got out. I went back to school to get a master's in psychology. I was a year into that program, and all of a sudden, my first book spilled out of the computer. I had never intended to write a book. Never in my wildest imagination. You know, I was a guy, I wrote advertising copy and legal documents and that kind of thing, but never a book. So the book was quite amazing. It wasn't complete, but after about 90 days, I had 50% of a book. It was quite amazing, because it was all about the extraterrestrials who are walking here among us. And there's quite a number of those, as I have come to learn subsequently. Anyway, I went on. I finally got the master's in psychology, and they were kind enough to let me use the manuscript for the book as my master's thesis. And then I wrote a second book, because the first one was just getting too long. We had to have two books. And then I went and wrote a third book. And about the time I was finishing that third book, it became very apparent that I was getting a lot of help from off-planet, from a particular group called the Andromedans, who are from the Andromeda galaxy. And they kept saying to me, "Mark, hurry up and finish this book." I said, "Okay, why?" And they said, "Well, we have something we want you to do."
And what was that? Oh, Mark, have I lost you?
To start posting it on the internet.
All right, hang on, Mark. We just got a bit of interference there, and just after they said to you, "There's something we want you to do," you disappeared. So do you want to just?
Sorry about that.
That's right.
Skype is not 100%, just 99%.
Yeah.
They said, we want you to do something. And it was, we want you to take some communications from us and pass, post it on the internet. And I said, you want me to do what? I'm not doing that. No way. No how. So after a bit more persuasion, they can be quite persuasive. It was, okay, I guess I can do that. It won't hurt anything. And so since that time, which is started in 2009, actually a little bit back in 2008, and I have quite a large website, cosmicparadigm.com, and it is full of postings, all the information about the things that we know that are happening today, a lot of preview, a lot of discussion about the collapse of the financial markets, the problems with governments, all the traditional things like religion and medicine and education and history, all going through huge changes and that type of thing. But I was posting those back in 4 or 5 years ago. It was quite interesting.
And this is how did you get the information? Was it did you just feel it inside you and you express it like that, or do you hear it as a voice in your head? You know, was it like loud in your head, skull thing?
No, it's a telepathic thing. I'm getting an echo. I hope this is going to be okay.
Yeah, should be all right without that. Yeah, okay, keep going.
As long as it's not troubling you, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, we can't hear an echo here. Is that only when I've got my mic on?
No, it comes and goes.
All right.
Anyway, let me continue.
Yeah, go.
You were asking about how it comes to me. Well, at this point in time, it's like a 24/7. They're always just there, available. But in the early days, it was a simple sentence here and there, and then it became more, and then all of a sudden we were doing complete postings. And I have become very comfortable with it. I have not had any, what you might call, the darkness coming into it. I've successfully avoided that. I come from a fifth dimensional perspective most of the time, which gets me into a very good frame of mind when I'm receiving this information. And most of the people that see the information, and it now gets translated and posted into Swedish and Norwegian and French and Italian and Bulgarian and Korean and Japanese and Russian, I think.
So you have a support group who built up over the years, yeah?
That's it.
Super.
And apparently they like the information well enough that they're willing to do this on their own. I get nothing out of it, and they're doing it on their own websites. So, yes, there's a support group, and they like what I'm saying, apparently. Mostly it's very uplifting, but it also deals with some of the things that might be coming down the road. So we have some things to look forward to. I call this particular time we're in the time of the perfect storm, because it's not just one thing that's coming to a head. It's all these things coming to a head at one time.
Everything all at the same time, yeah. And do they speak of, actually, when we're talking about the same time, that means that time has collapsed? Is that an indicator?
It's collapsing. And my understanding about time is it will continue to collapse until the end of this year, sometime in December, at which time we will go through a brief period, none of this three-day stuff. We'll go through a brief period where things will then turn around, and time will have a different meaning to us. It will be concurrent time. It will be where things are all happening at the same time. So that should be fascinating. I have no idea. I can't get my head around that, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah, this is. We've heard this kind of message for a while, is that, you know, time is going to have a very different meaning, and the reason time happens at the moment is to stop everything happening all at once. And if time is collapsing, then that means that things will happen all at once, and that is probably going to be quite overwhelming.
Well, I think we're getting a preview of it because I don't know about you, but I find that I only get about maybe 12 hours out of the 24 now. Yeah. And the rest of it, I don't know where it goes. Yeah. It's just gone. Yeah. So I have to work twice as hard to get the same amount of whatever it is done in a 24-hour period.
Yes. What I've done is I've you know, given up things rather than trying to do all the same number of things. I just, you know, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. Let that go.
What have you given up?
Things that I don't like doing. Really? Essentially.
Okay.
You know, I can pick and choose.
I'm still trying to pack it all in.
All right. Yeah. Well. Anyway. So I'm you know restructuring the way I do things, and I try very hard to keep myself in a place where I can have spare time, where I have no schedules, I have no deadlines or anything. You know, 1 or 2 days a week where I can just allow myself to expand, because this is all very contracting. But that's what I do. I don't know if I'm right or not, you know, or whether I should be running like everybody else on the treadmill. I don't feel like it, so I don't think I should do it.
Well, there's part of me that is staying on the treadmill, and then I live in a very beautiful place in the mountains of Colorado. So I look out the window and I'm in the middle of pine trees and mountains and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get into a meditative state fairly easily, and I practice that every day.
Yeah.
Not a formal meditation. I go out and take a walk in the woods or down the street or something like that, and be in a walking meditation, if you will.
Mm.
And I find that to be very helpful. And it's in those quiet times that I get most of the information coming in from the Andromedans. And I should say also that there are a couple of what they like to be called celestials, you might call them angels or something like that, that also come in. And this is all posted on cosmicparadigm.com.
Right. Okay. So we're going to have to scoot over there after the show. Should be very interesting. And
yes.
You were saying in your initial emails to me that you haven't been out there very much, and this is like the beginning of a return.
Well, when I was really working at promoting my books, which was back in the early 2006-07, mm-hmm. I did quite a number of radio shows. And then when we moved to this mountain community, I was told essentially, Mark, no more on the road, no more giving talks, no more book signings, no more radio shows.
All right. And no more gigging.
And that was just about 3 years ago. And so all of a sudden, then they came along. They came along in January, and they said, we'd like you to put together a conference. And we have some people we would like to invite to come to this conference, and you can speak up. Oh, and by the way, we'll be there too. Well, that's interesting. So we're doing a conference here in Pagosa Springs come August. And they said, oh, yes, now it's okay to go on the radio and talk about all of this and tell people what you think is going on. And I said, okay, that sounds like fun. I better dust off all my old notes and try to figure out what's going on here.
So that was a bit of a bombshell. So essentially, they have promised that they would be at your conference in Colorado in August, real, live, non-human celestial beings and human celestial beings.
Well, I think the way they will come through is that there are several of us there at the conference who are able to channel this information live.
Right.
Now, as far as having them show up walking and talking live, physical, I would not promise that to anybody. So we probably ought to set the record straight on that. But I do think that there will be a couple of them that will come through me and other people there, which is quite an interesting experience for the people on the other side, because they can ask questions and get answers, and it'll be quite a interesting 3 days.
Yes, on Rebecca's show, when Rebecca, whose show this is, she has Palladian collectives, and when they She knows two of them, and they actually live quite close to Rebecca. So she's had them on the show, and there were two women who were basically channeling the same people. And so there were some times when one would start a paragraph and the other would finish it, and that was very fascinating.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's that's possible.
Well, we have found that Tolek and I have some of the same people that we're in touch with, so that's interesting. But we haven't tried to do any of this.
The live channeling. It's a bit like playing in a band. What was interesting is that when Tolek was on the show, I had a friend of mine here who has also appeared, and she's writing a book, and she's nodding and saying yeah as he's speaking, because this is the same stuff that she's bringing through, and you know, she doesn't have much contact with this kind of information. You know, she's normally dealing with people who are you know, when's my next boyfriend coming, and you know, when am I going to get a new job, and things like that. So having to deal with, you know, we're getting you know, visitations, and we're all going to go through a fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional shift, and all of that stuff, that's quite out of her ken, out of her normal mediumship work. So it was very interesting to hear this kind of correlation that was going on with Tolek, and so you're connected with Tolek, and when did you kind of realize that you were doing the same thing?
Somehow or other, he found me and found my work and got in touch with me and said, "Hey, we're talking to the same people," and it was, "Oh, hey, how about that?" Now, they are not, the people I talk to that talk to me, and that we have very friendly conversations back and forth. Mm-hmm. They are on the, what they call the starship Athabantium. And that is a very large ship with several thousand people aboard, a mixture of physical beings, those that have ascended to the point where they no longer have physical bodies. And then there's quite a group of celestials that are there also, about 5,000 in number.
5,000 celestials?
5,000 beings.
Beings altogether. All right.
Yeah, altogether. And it varies day to day. Sometimes it might be 6,000.
Okay.
So there's a lot. Seems like there's a lot of coming and going. And this particular starship is anchored, if you will, about twice the distance from the moon, so it's quite close.
Right.
And they have been here for, the ship itself has been here for about 70 years. They have been here primarily channeling energy to try to assist the Earth, and the people try to raise our energies to get us out of this fear-based third dimension.
Mm.
And so that's been their primary job up until recently. Then they have begun focusing on people like myself, hoping that we would go and take information to help awaken people.
Right.
So it's a process of awakening. As I see it, there's a lot of people at this moment digging their heels in, if you will, who really don't want to change. So a lot of the energy that's being focused from Athabantian by the folks up there is directed to those people who are kind of on the fence, if you will. They haven't decided whether or not they want to go and walk away from what is familiar and comfortable, and maybe they have great wealth, or maybe they just have a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not quite ready to go and give it all up for something that isn't very concrete. So the energies that are being beamed here at this moment are directed towards those kind of people, hoping to get them during this time of the great change to wake up and go and be part of the real players that maybe can make something happen on this planet so that we can have a wonderful new Earth.
And from what I can understand, that moment, I got this kind of image that everybody's got this great big kind of toggle switch on the front of them, and that my purpose now is to go around and flick that switch, to switch as many people on, you know, as I meet them.
Yes.
And hopefully who are listening to this this particular broadcast and the archive of this broadcast, because you'll be and you're welcome to post this on your site, and we can maybe continue to work together.
Well, and I have also put out a message to a great number of my friends to listen in to tune in today live, and told them how to find the program.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yep. Now, some people are complaining of a noise, and I'm wondering if it's my smartphone, and I'm looking around for it, and I can't actually see where it is. So, it's somewhere, and I think it's probably coming into the audio patch somewhere. But anyway, I'll have to deal with that later.
I'm getting nothing on this end. It's very
I can't hear anything on this end, but it might be coming through my mixer on the other side, and maybe it's the cat. Puss? Yes? No. Puss sits on my keyboard, on my laptop, because it's warm, and I've raised it up with a couple of chopsticks and put a grill so that she doesn't sit on the keys.
But, basically, I love it.
Pussykin's place to sit most of the time. I have to hoover out the hair. Right, okay, Puss, settle down.
So JP, what I'm focusing on is the people that have had their switch turned on, if you will.
Yep.
And, you know, they're looking around and saying, okay, now what do we do? Now that we're turned on.
Yeah.
Because it's not automatic that they're going to figure out, oh, well, I need to do step one, step two, step three, step four. So all of my work has been directed, in recent times anyway, towards taking those that are awake and trying to help them find a path. And it's not a single path. It's there's any number of paths, but a path to what we will call the higher consciousness. Because higher consciousness does not happen automatically. It's something you have to work at. There's no second switch that says, okay, I want to be in the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension consciousness, and I'll just go there. It's not quite that easy. It's a matter of working your way out of all of the baggage you're carrying and then getting your mind around a totally new way of thinking. So that has been my focus for the last several years, and I think that's why they asked me to be quiet for 3 years, is so that I could go and change my focus from talking about UFOs and all of the wonderful phenomena that where I used to be, to where I now can go and say, okay, I can help you, I can show you the way. I can't do it for you; you have to do that for yourself. But I can at least point. Here are some ways in which you can help yourself get into this higher perspective. And when you go and get to this higher perspective, then all of the things that are happening around us, they don't mean anything. All of the financial stuff, you know, we're talking about the collapse of the euro and the U.S. government debt and all the problems that are happening with the governments and the earth movements and the earth changes and the weather and all these things. Once you get to this little higher vibration, if you will, this becomes very irrelevant. It's a wonderful place to be.
Well, this is a very interesting thing. This is really a kind of a nub of this whole thing. You know, all of that stuff is distraction to prevent us from focusing on what you're talking about, which is to raise the consciousness. And all of the X Factor, the Britain, America, Planet Earth Has Got Talent, all of those TV shows, the Olympics, they're all distractions from finding inner peace. That has to happen first.
You've got it, JP.
Yeah.
You have the whole, you got the picture.
Yeah. Well, this is the paradigm that we work from on Wolf Spirit Radio. That's where we are. We're, you know, most of us are kind of, we do, you know, we're quite diverse and we come from very different backgrounds, but most of us have got this attitude. That's, you know, essentially that's where we're at. So that's our starting point. So anything else is education. It's all education. And it's a wonderful thing. And I, again, want to thank all the listeners who have sent in donations, because that has added an extra bit of speed to my old PC that has now got 4 gigs of memory. So thank you very much for all those people who sent in their dollars and their pounds, because that's made more gigabytes. Thank you very much. Don't forget, the donation button is on the top right-hand corner of your screen on the Wolf Spirit Radio page, on every single page. Right, so, background noises. Yes. Like background noises. There are no... unless you're hearing... Hang on, I can't... Hang on. The only thing I can hear is the whistle of the fans on my computer. There may be the odd bird outside. But I don't hear anything on Mark's signal. So anyway, it may be being induced somewhere, but I'll have a listen to the archive and see what's going on there. So,
well, we'll hope somebody's not fiddling with us. How's that?
Well, you know, people fiddle with us all the time, but we don't care, because we we're very, very aware of it, and we pay mind to it. So. We have precautions. For instance, we have 3 stations that could possibly transmit at any one time. You know, we could have 3 people on the same phone call, and one transmitter goes down, another one can immediately take over. So we built a kind of bomb-proof structure into the way Wolf Spirit Radio runs.
You have a very interesting structure. I compliment you.
Thank you. Yeah, well, the whole thing is, you know, I personally and Dave and Rebecca Jernigan has been interviewing people for many, many years. Each show has a little bit more of the puzzle. And Dave and Tracy and myself have... We've kind of come from Rebecca's show, and we're kind of doing more of the groundwork. And Rebecca's kind of moving up a level as well. And that's something that has seemed to have happened recently in the last couple of months. Have you found this, Mark? And this is probably part of your thing as well. Is that some things have kind of finished, closed up, done and dusted, and it's time to move on to the next level. So, say you were originally in the mechanic, you become a supervisor. You know, before you were a supervisor, you become foreman. That kind of upgrade has happened in a lot in the people that I know.
Very much so. The ones that are awake, that's happening. The ones that are awake are progressing. I think that's, JP, that is a function of all of the energies that are coming into the planet. Both, they're coming in from the galaxy, they're getting transduced by the sun, because the sun is not this great big fiery ball up there in the sky that everybody talks about. It's an energy transducer. And so it is sending this wonderful energy from the galaxy to us, and it's very uplifting. And that has increased immeasurably the last couple of months. I don't know what you're hearing from your listeners and so on, but most of the people I interact with are having all kinds of physical reactions to this energy.
Absolutely.
A number of things. Everything from headaches to dizziness to sleep problems and that type of thing. And that's all due to the energies. But the net effect of all that is a very uplifting that has happened to people, and it's quite good. It's all to the good. Just a side comment: Rebecca was the last interview I did 3 years ago.
Really, really. Well, yes. Rebecca is with Wolf Spirit Radio, and indeed, this is Rebecca's show. This is her slot, her time slot. She has a daily show on Revolution Radio, and. Because of her other time commitments, she needed to let go of one of them, and I regard Rebecca as a sort of radio mentor, and so she gave me the slot.
Wonderful!
So it's all circle. You're back on Journeys with Rebecca. Yeah, you are indeed.
Wonderful. Well, tell her I said hello.
That's great. She may even be listening. I don't know. I don't know where she is. Right, excellent. That's great. Okay, so yeah, I'll have a listen to that audio after the show. So I have a question or two from the chat room. Are you ready for questions, or do
of
you?
Of course.
Have... Right.
Of course. So I'm ready.
Okay, so here's something that is close to a lot of people's hearts and respiratory systems. Are any of these ETs doing anything about the chemtrails, radiation, genetic experiments on us, or is this part of their plan?
Well, it's definitely not part of their plan. The chemtrails are being financed primarily by some of the black ops here in the United States. They are kind of a last-ditch effort, part of the digging in the heels that's going on to try to keep as many people asleep as possible. It's having impact on people's nervous systems, a lot of other things going on. There was a lot of conversation at one time that I was a part of trying to convince our star brothers and sisters to get involved. And they said, all of the chemtrails and that type of thing are going away very soon. It will be gone by the end of 2012. In the meantime, we are keeping our hands off because we're preparing to work in different arena altogether. So do your best to cope with this. We're sorry we can't take care of it right now. We are certainly not going and making it any worse. We're trying to make it better. But the chemtrails diminished for a while, at least they did here locally and in other parts of the United States, but now they seem to have reasserted themselves. We see them not every day, but we see them two or three times a week. That's the best I can do for an answer.
All right, but in terms of being able to cope with them, do they say, you know, just do your best? They probably don't have like specific recommendations or anything like that.
They do. There is one. In fact, I had a small group here at my home last evening, and we were going through a procedure, if you will, that was given to us by the Hathers.
Excellent.
This is Tom Kenyon. I can go through it very briefly if you'd like it.
I would love you, and I think my audience would love you to share that. Thank you.
Okay. So the procedure is very simple. You call on your soul, your higher soul, that great being who has contributed to your being here, and you say to this soul, I need energy. I would like to have that come into my heart chakra. This is healing energy, the energy of coping, if you will, with chemtrails and other biological and also radiation. And so you go and ask for that to come into your heart chakra. And then you get a glass of water and you hold it between your hands, plain water. And you ask your heart chakra to transmit that energy from the heart chakra through your hands into that water. And so now you have gone and energized that water. You take that water and you drink it. Now water, is, of course, makes up the largest part of the body. So you have now infused that energy into your physical form by doing this. And that apparently is a fairly effective deterrent to all the effects of radiation, chemtrails, and that type of thing.
That's lovely. And, you know, that reminds me of something, which is a tantric ceremony, where you take, you're sitting opposite your partner, and you take a small cup of herbal tea, you know, like the little Chinese bowls or Indian bowls, and you project yourself into that bowl of tea, and then you each do that, and then you hand it to the other.
Yes.
So so therefore it's possible to do this for other people. Can you charge several glasses, or does that first glass just use it all up?
I think it's a matter of having a daily practice, maybe. where you take the water you drink first thing in the morning and charge it in the way that I've just talked about, and then that protects you for certainly a 24-hour period from whatever might come along.
Excellent. So our dear friend Karen in the chat room is typing what you've just said into the chat room, and I imagine that she'll be creating, if you could put that in a text file, we could put that in a blog post, Karen, and put it into the wisdom base. We have a wisdom base of interesting things that our guests have left with us. You know.
Well, and let's be sure we give full credit to Tom Kenyon and to the Heathers.
Already done.
That's where it came from.
It's already done. So she's typed TomKenyon.com into the chat room before you said it.
Okay, wonderful.
Karen is indeed a telepathic angel. She knows what's going on. So,
a jewel.
Yes, absolutely, jewel. Absolutely. Dakini. So here we are. Wow, brilliant information, brilliant news. The last couple of days have been wonderful, haven't they?
Oh, yes. One of the things that I would like to go and mention, if I may.
Go ahead.
Is that the key to going and getting to these higher vibrations, if you will, is to really, truly understand who you are. And, you know, everybody says, oh, well, I'm this soul and I'm having a bodily experience. Yeah, that's true. But do you understand who this soul that you have a part of in you, what that's really all about? Now, we could have a whole program just talking about this, JP.
I imagine that we would, because that's, you know, that's my favorite territory. Indeed,
it is a huge topic.
Indeed, yeah. Mark. We have probably a little more time than we would have. If you've got any more time, we could maybe stretch this show to 90 or 2 hours, if you wish, because we were due to be broadcast on Revolution Radio, and we're also broadcasting on Wolf Spirit anyway. So the Revolution Radio, they blew us out. That was that weird stuff at the beginning. They blew us out. So what I've decided is that if you wish to speak for more time, you can. If you wish to schedule another piece of time, I've got a show on Sundays, and I'm sure that there are other hosts. In fact, Karen would probably be interested in having you on her show on Rents Radio, which has got a large audience.
Let's schedule another time. I have another commitment today that I wasn't planning, but just an hour. But we certainly have some large topics here we can discuss, and they are so important for those people that are awakening to understand who they really are and what it takes to move themselves from, you know, understanding that all the financial government and, you know, earth changes and all that kind of stuff is background noise. But how do you move from knowing that to getting yourself into such a wonderful place that it really does have no effect on you? That's a big topic.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's an ever beyond show topic. And I'd be happy to have you this Sunday or any Sunday, whenever you want. That would be great. So let's touch a few more of the outside of the edifice you're describing.
Okay, ask me that again.
Let's go back. Let's go back to where we were. Because you're talking about the distractions that are going on at the moment in the news and all the Olympics and all that stuff. All that stuff is mainly distracting us from the important business of raising our consciousness. And then we spoke about dealing with chemtrails, and then you gave the thing from Tom Kenyon, so then we started talking about soul energy.
Yes. So where do we want to go next? We have a lot of different places we could go.
Okay, and we've got 15 minutes to do it. So let's see where they go. Oh, yes, this is a lovely question. This is from Andrew, who's a healer. Right, okay, I might paraphrase this a bit. When we raise our consciousness, does that have an effect on our star brothers and sisters and raise their consciousness too?
Oh, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
I know. Great question. Oh, yes. I really hope that that's what you meant, Andrew, because I had to paraphrase it a little bit.
You know, that makes an assumption, which is a very good one, by the way.
Yeah.
That our star brothers and sisters are not that much different than ourselves.
That's a very... Yes.
And that's one of the things they have been trying to get me to emphasize, is that they are technologically somewhat ahead of us, simply because they're here and we're not there. So that shows. They also have a very good link between their spirituality, if we can generalize it like that, and their ability to travel in space. However, if we really understand who we are, we are not that much different than they. So back to Andrew's question. Yes, if we raise our energy here on this planet, we affect the entire universe. That's what's so interesting about what's going on here, is that we are the focal point of the universe. And to the extent we can get ourselves out of the third dimension, out of the stickiness, fear-based third dimension, we have an impact on the entire universe, not just the physical universe, but the non-physical also. So we're involved in a very, very big game, a very large game indeed. Does that help? Did I lose you?
No, I lost me.
Okay.
I was talking without... I have a mixing board and I was faded down. So, that's great. This is...
It's a very big picture. Very big picture indeed.
Yes. And I would like to chew the fat one Sunday afternoon with you, if that's very good for you. If you're happy with that.
Yes, we'll do that. Now, may I mention for a moment the conference that we have, that we're putting together here in this little town of Pagosa Springs?
Certainly. Go ahead.
We have not only myself, but we have people like Susie Ward, and we have Norma Milanovich, and 10 other really fascinating people who are coming here to deliver this message of, specifically, how do we go and help people experience the higher dimension, first of all, bringing themselves up, assuming that they're not already at a very high frequency, bringing themselves up to a higher frequency, and then going and taking or giving them the ability to take home with them the techniques for staying at that higher frequency. So it's an intensive. We're calling it an intensive because it's going to be quite a number of talks back to back, and a lot of training and interaction is going to go on.
All right. Is it going to be videoed?
No. This is our first one of these, and we just don't have the whole setup yet for the video. We are going to go and be creating an audio.
Yeah.
So that would be available.
That would that would be wonderful. I'd really look forward to listening to that. It sounds like a very, very interesting conference.
We just don't have the video facility here locally.
No.
This is a small town, and we just don't have the capability of doing that. So maybe next time.
Yeah.
If there is next time.
Just on the off chance, one of your people may have an iPhone. And that has a video. If you set that, if you set it on a stand without it being kicked, standing there, you'd get a video recording that would be quite a good quality, good enough to sit with the sound. Anyway, that's another matter. But yeah, if anybody wants help with the recording techniques, let me know, and I'll talk about that.
We primarily have staging and lighting issues that we don't seem to be able to overcome.
Right, right.
So that's enough of a commercial on my side.
Great.
Are there any other questions?
Oh gosh, I bet. Let's see. Oh yeah. There was a lovely, a really beautiful question. Where is she? From someone called Rosie. Let me just see. That's right. Can you do the heart chakra practice via animals? So, yeah. Can we feed them the water that we make?
Well, you see, it's coming from your individual soul. Now, what you could do is to help the animal connect with their soul.
Uh-huh.
And then have them go. Because you see, they're much more evolved than we are. Yeah. They will understand this procedure, no doubt about it. And if you simply say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and help them walk through the procedure and say, okay, so now we're going to have your paws, whatever it is, you know, surround the water and then have them drink the water. I don't see why that wouldn't work.
Mm.
Animals have beautiful souls. Beautiful souls. And they, you know, they understand this stuff instinctively. They are so far ahead of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of, what's the word, held back by our brain sometimes.
Well,
so,
we have been...
I'm sorry, go on.
We have been subjected to a lot of fiddling, if you will,
yeah,
over the last couple hundred thousand years. And we really are not who we were originally. You know, originally we came to this planet. We were brought here by the Pleiadians and the Andromedans and the Syrians and so on. We were quite a conscious lot at that time. But now we have been dumbed down over the years, and we need to get back to where we were originally.
Hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Do you have any other do you have any other radio programs booked?
Yes, I have a couple coming up.
Excellent.
I don't have them here in front of me. If people are interested, I will post them on cosmicparadigm.com under Mark's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get that out. And I'll also post this particular program there so that people can see and listen to the archive segment.
Excellent. Excellent. Kathy from the chat room is saying, my kitty is looking in my mirror right now saying, who am I really? Yeah, bless their hearts. So, it was Roseanne from Eaton, Colorado. So, it sounds like someone you know.
I may.
All right.
At least she's in the same state.
That's right. So, I'm just having a look back and seeing if there are any. Does their technology help us heal? Another question from Karen.
Does their technology help to heal?
Does their technology help us heal? So I'm not entirely sure in what way she meant that. Their technology off the planet is beaming a, like, healing rays to us, or is that any use given the electrochemical soup?
I would refer them back to that site, the Tom Kenyon site, because there's quite a long posting there to do with all of this energetic healing.
Right.
Yeah, just everyone just keep in mind that we are pure energy. We just have been slowed down into these physical bodies. So there are a number of techniques that I have been working with these last few years, and all of them are very effective at healing. There's several well-known techniques for energy healing. There's these, the regeneration stuff that has come out of Russia, which is quite powerful. There's energetic matrix and all that work. And all of those type of things are very powerful energy healing. And so, yes, I'm convinced that we can heal ourselves totally with energy. We don't need drugs and chemicals and all that stuff.
And, okay, talking of energy, if a ship, for instance, wanted to communicate with human beings, or if a ship wanted to communicate with another ship, right? Ship-to-ship communication. Does that happen on an electromagnetic basis, or is that always a telepath? Is the universe, is it like everybody speaks telepathic in the universe and like we have to speak with our voices?
Everything is telepathic. At least it can be. What they're telling me is that when I get a communication from one of the people aboard Athabantian, they basically are speaking for all of the 5,000 people there, because they exist in what they call a collective, which means that to the extent they wish, they can be in constant communication with everybody else. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't, because that would be quite a jumble of thoughts and words and all that type of thing. But they can also very easily do that with other ships. So they do not need... See, the speed of thought is much faster than electromagnetic.
Mm-hmm.
The speed of thought is instant, so they can transmit thoughts across great space and don't need the electromagnetic transmission like radio and television that we use.
And it doesn't need amplification?
No, it doesn't.
Therefore, if I was to communicate telepathically with a person on the other side of the Andromeda galaxy, it will take no more energy than it would be to communicate with my cat downstairs.
That is correct. Now, you have to have a very fine tuning.
Yeah.
And that's the part that we don't have.
Yeah, because does it operate like a like the internet? You know, like the internet has these four numbers, the IP number. I've heard that, you know, in order to move to through Stargate, certainly, that it's like an IP address. To, you know, you dial in the number in the big group, and then the next group down, you know, sort of. Group 5 of group 15 and level 3, and as it goes down until you get to, you know, solar system and then Earth and then Colorado. How far from the Stargate are you, by the way?
I'm chuckling because I'm trying to visualize dialing this all in. I think, JP, this business of dialing in and so on is probably our limited minds trying to get a hold of what really happens.
All right. Well, okay, let's look at it.
I don't think we do dialing.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. So I could, looking at my picture of the Pleiades up on my wall, I can... all right, yeah, yeah. Planetary, solar systems. Which system in the Pleiades do you mainly deal with? And who are the bad people in the Pleiades? There is a bad group, isn't there?
Well, you know, with any civilization, you don't want to go and paint with too broad a brush.
Yeah.
Because just like here on Earth, there are those that are of service to self.
Yeah.
Self-centered. And then though there are those who are in service to others.
Yeah.
Which is what we're trying to teach people how to do, which is be love-based.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of thing.
But surely every galaxy has its South Bronx.
I expect so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have been very fortunate in all of my work in that all of my interactions, with one or two small exceptions, have been of the light. And I have made sure that everything remains that way. I learned very early on that you can go and what you put out is what you get back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have very, very carefully maintained putting out the light, and then I get back the light. Different hues, different colors,
mm-hmm.
but of the light. And so everyone in the Andromeda Galaxy, I'm quite sure, is not of the same color of light. However, this is an older galaxy. Andromeda is quite older, quite a bit older than the Milky Way, and somewhat more, shall we say, civilized, in that they do not have any third dimension planets like Earth. There are none in the Andromeda. Now, there are physical planets, but they don't have this sphere-based energy that we have.
All right. So let me take it to a rather odd analogy, but it's like you've at some point the universe trod on a piece of chewing gum on a hot day, and it stuck to their foot, and as the foot tries to lift up, it's connected with all these long strings of icky stuff, and eventually, as you lift your foot up, these long strands start to break until you finally get to the last one. And is that like the situation here? We're here on Earth, where we're just about to snap that last cord.
I think that's a pretty good analogy, JP. And let me kind of end on this note. We are at this moment the focal point. We're the last holdout, if you will, that then goes and has everything else in the universe cascading our direction.
Wow.
So if we can make this happen, we truly can make things quite a bit better for everybody else in the universe. I don't know that I think it could be your analogy that this is kind of like the last thing, which is why the dark side is so concerned about not letting it happen. And but this is a topic for another hour.
Sounds like it. The sticky gum theory.
The sticky gum hour.
Mark, it's been an absolute delight and an honor to have you aboard. to have you aboard the ship, the Space Star on the Starship Wolf Spirit, and we will be back later on this evening, or this evening, depending on where you are, later on this evening, with some other people doing some other things. Right, I'm going to play us out with Rebecca's regular tune, and thank you everybody for listening, and thank you very much, Mark Kimmel.
It has been a great pleasure, one of my very best interviews, so thank you so much, JP.
Excellent. Let's take this further, Mark, because you're up my street, you know, and you're up a lot of our people's street, so let's talk more. Thank you very much for coming. And good night.